Welcome to Landlord Self-Help Center's module about terminating a tenancy for interfering with others, damage, or overcrowding. The information offered in this presentation is intended as general information. It is not legal advice. If you need more information, please contact a legal service provider. After serving the N5 notice to your tenant, the next step is to file the L2 application with the Landlord and Tenant Board to schedule your hearing date. It's important to note that the N5 notice becomes void if the landlord does not apply to the board within 30 days of the termination date. The landlord can file an L2 application with the Landlord and Tenant Board only at specific times, depending on the type of notice served. For a first N5, the landlord can file the application only after the correction period has passed. For a second N5, the landlord can file the L2 application immediately after notice is given to the tenant. The L2 application can be filed in person at the Landlord and Tenant Board or Service Ontario location for a fee of $190, or online through the Landlord and Tenant Board's e-file option for a fee of $175. The Landlord and Tenant Board website has links to instructions for many of their notices and applications, so make sure to read through them and use them to help fill out the forms. The L2 application is used with many different termination notices, so make sure to only fill out the information relating to the N5 notice, but keep all of the pages together. Make sure the address in the L2 application matches what you have on the N5 notice. If there are more than one landlord, use the Schedule of Parties form from the Landlord and Tenant Board website to add them to the application. If there are more than two tenants, you should also use the Schedule of Parties form to add them to the application. If there's another hearing date set for a different issue, such as arrears of rent or a tenant application, record the file numbers in the Related Application section to alert the board. They may be able to join both applications so that all issues are dealt with at the same hearing. You can only file the L2 application based on the N5 if the tenant is still in possession of the rental unit. Make sure to check off the boxes next to Reason 1 and the N5. The termination date must match the termination date indicated on the N5 notice. By selecting Reason 1 in this section, you are asking for the Landlord and Tenant Board order to include a clause that says the tenant must pay for each extra day they are in the rental unit past the termination date on the order. If you included cost for damages on the N5, make sure to complete Reason 2. It is important to also include estimates with the application to show how you arrived at the amounts you are asking for the tenant to pay. If you're only applying to the Landlord and Tenant Board based on the N5 and L2, you can ask for the Landlord and Tenant Board to award you costs for any NSF charges you may have incurred. Do not fill out this table if you have also filed for non-payment of rent and included these charges on the L1. Use this section to let the Landlord and Tenant Board know what the rent amount is and whether or not you have a last month's rent deposit. This information will be used to calculate a per diem rent amount. Interest on the last month's rent is owed to the tenant annually and is based on the annual guideline amounts. Visit Landlord Self-Help Center's website for more information about the guideline. Anyone can go to the Landlord and Tenant Board to file these documents for the landlord. However, only the landlord or landlord's legal representative should sign this application. If you have a lawyer or paralegal representative, make sure their information is included in this section. If you don't have a representative and are doing this on your own, leave this section blank. Make sure to gather all required documentation before filing this notice and application with the Landlord and Tenant Board. All the forms can be found on the Landlord and Tenant Board's website. If filing an L2 application after serving both the first and second N5, make sure to include copies of both notices along with their corresponding certificates of service. It is very important that you do your research to make sure this process is appropriate for your situation. If you serve your tenants with an incorrect notice, it can cause other problems for you down the road. Use resources found on the Landlord and Tenant Board and Landlord Self-Help Center's websites to help guide you through the proper process. Thank you for watching this module about the L2 application to end a tenancy and evict a tenant after serving the N5 notice for interference, damage, or overcrowding. The information offered in this presentation is intended as general information. It is not legal advice. If you have a specific issue or situation, please contact a legal service provider.